Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Keiki. This is the official first episode after our pilot. My name is Matt, and joining me is my co-host, who also is known for doing podcasts of MMA and now anime. Ethan, how are you doing today?
Konnichiwa. I'm good, man. How are you doing?
All right, yeah, I know we basically took a week off because you were away for Double or Nothing.
Yeah, I had my girl with me the whole time, so I mean, we probably could have done it later. I probably should have told you that. I don't know, whatever.
I know. I was honestly busy myself, so.
Yeah, it's been rough, man. Between having a new girlfriend, getting a new job, I had family matters I have to attend to that I'm actually flying up there to New York for. So it's been a wild couple weeks. I'm so behind on anime, dude. And it's going to sound really blasphemous talking about an anime podcast where, oh, my God, I've missed 2 weeks worth of Monday and Saturday shows. But, man, it's rough. So I'm behind on seven or eight different shows out of the 21 that I was watching. So
yeah, I think this is the most. I have like a big list that's more than 10 in a season. So
mine has slowly grown. Like ever since I started watching seasonals on the regular, I feel like my lists have constantly grown. The winter season, I had 18, and I was like, oh, it can't be that much. And then the spring season, I'm at 21. I'm like, oh my God. And everyone asks, how do you keep up with it? How do you keep up with it? I was like, it's easy. It's easy. Now they say, how did you keep up with it? I'm like, well, I'm struggling now because I'm not single anymore. So I have dedicate my time between that, a bunch of wrestling stuff, as you know, between New Japan, and I've been watching a lot of the Dark Side of the Ring and the WWE documentaries. Those are also taking my time because those are very entertaining, I feel. So yeah,
up on the biography, so
I haven't seen the Bret Hart one, and I haven't seen the Grizzly Smith Dark Side of the Ring.
That's dark and disturbing.
It was uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm expecting it to be probably around the same level I felt when I was watching them go break down every detail of Chris Benoit's last weekend. I was very uncomfortable watching that. Like I felt disturbed listening to that, and so I'm very much expecting.
I just felt bad for his son.
Oh, for sure.
Like the poor kid.
Oh yeah, definitely. But we digress. This isn't a wrestling podcast. We could do one of those at some point, but not tonight.
But as of right now, this is just an anime podcast. So yeah, we're officially called Talk to Keiki, Cake in Japanese, to make it seem fit in for our theme.
Basically. What is talk in Japanese? How much Japanese do you know?
I know a couple of phrases. I gotta find the correct pronunciation for Talk to Keiki in Japanese. I gotta look that up.
We might have to call it that instead. Yeah. If we're using cakey, yeah. Might as well though.
Yeah.
Let's not bastardize it, you know. Let's either do talk to cake or let's do the, you know, whatever it is in Japanese. Let's look it up. Let me go to keep on talking.
All right, we got a couple since my co-host is behind, we're gonna just talk about a few of the stuff that we have seen, whether it's individually or together. And then we're just going to talk about a couple of trailers that came out during the weekend. Short, simple episode, but we can definitely make it happen in an hour.
Let's make it happen.
Alrighty, we'll go with the trailers. Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, the second season, got another trailer. I actually have not watched any of Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, so I'm probably going to have to.
Yeah, nor have I, but I've heard it's one of the good ones.
Yeah, so, and it's by Kyoto Animation, which is my favorite studio, so I got to... I'm going to find time to buckle it down and watch it before the season starts.
Right.
But it looks cute, so I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it does look like a cute show. It seems it's got its funny bits. So it's definitely appealing when you look at it, for sure. Yeah. All
right. And then one of my most anticipated, Record of Ragnarok, got a new trailer. They revealed how many fights they're going to do. They're going to do the first three fights so far. Mm-hmm. So we got Lubu versus Thor, Zeus versus Adam, and Poseidon versus Kojiro Sasaki.
Oh, man. I've seen some of the previews for Ragnarok, and it looks fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. That is definitely on my to-watch list, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Once it's on Netflix, we could try to binge it, and then we could talk about it at the next episode.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many I haven't watched. I need to watch High Rise. I have to watch Yasuke. I have to watch Ragnarok. I did manage to watch Tokyo. What is it? House Husband.
Way of the House Husband,
and I loved it. It is one of my favorite series of the year, just because of how hilarious it was, for sure.
Yeah, I don't mind how it was animated. Again, it's what the creator.
I didn't mind it either. I've gotten used to like watching so many different styles between the way that was animated. I watched Cespedes. Cespedes is like basically all CGI, so it can get a little bit kind of rough to watch. But at the same time, I don't mind it just because I don't mind the story and I'm enjoying it, so I can kind of get over it. I'm not one of those people that's like super duper like, oh my god, it needs to be 100% perfect. You know, obviously you don't want anything super egregiously terrible, but at the same time, I'm not a stickler for the animation to be like, oh my god, it has to be amazing. There are certain animes and certain studios that really put in the time and effort to make them that amazing, but it's something I look forward, I look at so much when it comes to when I watch my shows. I just, like I said, I always enjoy things that you know, make me laugh, make me cry, make me go, oh my god, what the fuck. And as long as the story does that and the animation isn't complete fucking trash, then hey, that's good enough for me.
But yeah, I did check the trailer for Ragnarok and it looks fantastic. I was kind of disappointed that we're going to add Jack the Ripper and Heracles, so I think that's going to be the next season. But it comes out next Friday, June 17th, worldwide on Netflix. So, like I said, we're definitely going to be checking that out and talking about it once it happens. I'm looking forward to it. I'm ahead in the manga. Mm-hmm. We're on, I'm not going to be spoilers, but I'm in the fight with Buddha, and that is fantastic so far. Great character.
How many episodes is the show going to be?
You know, I didn't check the episode list. I looked it up online and I didn't see anything. So it's either going to be like the 10 or 13. I'm not sure. So, but yeah, these fights are long, like chapter wise, because you get backstories on the gods and the humans in these chapters. Yeah. You get parts of the fight and then you get the outcome. So yeah, I think they stretch it out 2 to 3 episodes per fight. More or less.
Okay, that makes sense. So, and you said we're getting 3 fights, so that would put it around anywhere like 9 or episodes, 10.
The beds, 9 or 10. They can stretch it out. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, for most of the Netflix specials, they are like that, somewhere between 10 and 12.
Right.
Like, No Great Pretender was, I think, 10, and then they stretched it to like 13 or something like that. But
yeah, 13 and then like 11-ish, I think.
It was like 13 and 11. Yeah. True.
All right, let's talk about what you have seen this week.
Let's go on to what we have seen. So what? Run me down what you're watching, so that way I know.
All right, Megalobox Nomad.
Yes.
Vivi Floridison.
Not watching it, but
we'll watch it. Higehiro.
Behind.
Yeah, Kokimo, I think.
Behind. Yeah, Kokimo's behind. That, That yeah. And this week is also the penultimate episode. This right. is the first anime of the season that dropped. So that is the first anime that we'll be concluding. It will be concluding next week. So I'm kind of, you know. Well,
it was the same time as Higahira, but I think they released more episodes in that week.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's right. They released one and two, which I haven't seen that before, where they've released one and two. I've noticed that some episodes they'll release early, and then they'll delay it until when they were supposed
right,
to release.
Right.
And then it gets back on schedule. But yeah, they released one and two and never stopped, which was, you know, really unique.
Yeah, I got those. I got 2 Year Eternity.
I'm behind on that. Yeah, like all the Monday ones I'm basically behind on, except for Mars.
Tokyo Revengers.
I'm caught up on that.
All right.
So we'll talk about Rangers.
We'll definitely talk about that. Shadow's House.
Not watching it.
Combatants will be dispatched. Moriarty the Patriot.
I was going to watch Moriarty, and I looked at the time. I was like, shit, I got to do the podcast. And then I saw it.
Yeah.
That was next on my list.
Yeah, I was behind a couple because I was waiting for my partner because we were watching it together. And it's like, okay, I'm going to stop right now. So, okay, then I'll go on ahead.
Yeah.
I dropped Jorin. I think that's what it's called.
Did you drop Jiren? Oh, man.
For now, yeah. I might go back to it, but as of right now, I was like,
Yeah.
I'll probably wait till it's over, and then I'll pitch the rest.
It got better. It got better this week. This week's episode of Jiren was really good. I think was one of the best episodes, if not the best episode of the season thus far. So it's picking up. I understand, you know, the lack of hype for it. It's just an okay anime. It's not gonna blow your socks off, but it's not you know, egregious in any way. So, but I mean, for a lot of people, you know, that want to consume different things, I can see where they may struggle with trying to want to watch that when there's other things they want to consume. So I get it. I stuck with it. I'm enjoying it, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, I'll probably eventually go back to it. And I believe Nagatoro, I'm watching.
I'm behind two episodes on Nagatoro. I'm behind two. Anything I'm behind on, I'm behind on 86. I'm behind two episodes on 86, Nagatoro. I'm behind one episode on Osamake. And then I'm behind two episodes on Eternity, Fruits, Koikimo, and Hichiro.
All right. But we could talk about the Moriarty you have watched the last week's, and that was crazy.
I haven't seen Sundays. I have not seen Moriarty's yet. That was next on my list, so I'm behind temporarily. I wish I would have done that instead.
How many episodes?
Just one. Just last week.
But did you watch the Sun, like that whole family?
Yeah. That was such a wild twist. That's one of the reasons why I love Moriarty the Patriot, just because of how amazing they tell their stories, and the whole story with not Robinson? What's the guy's name?
Whiteley.
The story of Whiteley and how whole world crashed before him, but then Moriarty with his evil genius decided to make him a martyr instead, so he can atone for his sins.
Yeah, and he killed him right in front of everyone, and like he was okay with like, I'm gonna do this, like I'm okay with it, not my stooges, just me.
Yeah. So, and I hate that fucking what the hell is that other guy's name? The new Augustus? Guy. Yeah, Milverton. Yeah, I fucking hate Milverton, bro. I can't wait to fucking die. I can't wait.
In the newer episode, they show Watson's fiance Mary. So look forward to that.
Oh, Watson has a fiance. Good for him.
Yeah, that's how it always is in the story.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So I have a question. Are you buying, or I don't know if you know, or ahead in the mangas or anything like that, are you buying the whole Moriarty and Sherlock ship or no? Are you buying that, Yaoi?
Oh, man. It's different. It's in a different way.
Dude, I'm like, you know, it was a joke, and I'm like, no. And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, but no. After BBC Sherlock, I probably would have said yes.
Yeah.
But no, their dynamic together is what works, and like how excited he gets, like he wants Moriarty to reveal himself as the true criminal genius type thing. And remember when he got teased, he got excited.
Oh yeah, dude. He's anybody that strokes his intellect, he gets a hard on for. So
yeah, and he does that for him.
Yeah, basically, bro. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I saw the reason why I asked is when I was on Twitter looking for a picture for Marte, who hasn't fucking posted this goddamn thread because he's a lazy fuck. Lazy piece of shit. I'm just about to ask you, like, bro, just make the thread at this point.
I'll do it for the next one.
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, fucking make the thread. I keep telling him, do it.
I meant to make a couple for the combatants and Vivi and Moriarty. I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah, I noticed you do Vivi. Nobody. How many people? We got to find out how many people are watching combatants, because I mean, as you said,
I think I'm the only one.
Are you really?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen anyone else post anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many I want to get to. I mean, like I said, I'll get to those two, I would say. I just
For combatants, they did a live stream episode.
Did they really?
Yeah. Agent 6 was when I watched a live stream of where he was from. Like, like the three ladies, like the leaders, they defeated the heroes and they're throwing a party and they're in their bikinis and stuff like that. And then Lilith, the scientist, she uses her one of her tentacles, like her mechanical face she made, to make a webcam, and she was recording them like in their bikinis and stuff like that.
Creeper.
Oh yeah, no. She did it for views because they're doing a poll of who's their favorite leader, so she's trying to get those votes. And she was like, I'm just attractive. You guys have those porn bodies. That's why I can't compete with you.
Nah, that's the screenshot that you posted.
Yeah. Like, I'm the only one that's doing evil shit. she groped both of them, saying, I got evil points now because of it. And then you find out she won the polls because she hired thousands of workers that she's not going to pay them. she promised like a month's salary. They voted for her, that type of ordeal, and then lay them off and not pay them. I was like, no, you're stuck with this. You're going to pay them somehow. So that was the whole episode. Just Six watching the live stream of what was going on from where he was from, and it was not gonna lie, it was hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. You want to go ahead and also give your VV take and your passionate yes. one.
They revealed who the actual villain was. I'm not gonna say in case you do watch it. And they talked about why their plan failed. That's the only thing I will say. Because they did stuff differently, but the occurrences still happened.
Yeah,
they didn't prevent those occurrences. Like one killed herself, and they're trying to stop her kill suicide. She still died.
They're
supposed to
similar to Revengers. Similar to Revengers in that way, where they want to go back and they want to change that future, but they do manage to do something to change it, but it still doesn't change because
it was still the event, just. Different way it happened.
Exactly. That's so interesting with fate, how, like, you know, if it's destined to happen, it's destined to happen no matter what you do to prevent it. It's such a wild idea, you know?
Yeah, and it's funny, like, they played Vivi's song because she made her own song of how she was feeling with the AIs of Evan. Like, the NFE was that song.
Yeah.
AIs who were out of control sang that song. So they found, somehow they found out about her song, even though she did it in her own subconscious.
That's so crazy, dude. And wow.
So I was like, holy fuck. And then with the other, I was like, god damn it, I did not expect that. And then you find about her assistant, Matsumoto. It was the one from the future who sent an AI version of herself as a cube to help her.
Yeah.
So you find out all this, and it's like, fuck. I think there's one more episode left.
Is it real? Is it another short one? Is it a multi-core?
No, it's just one core. They're at the end. That's the thing. They're at the very end. So I think they have one episode. They might have one or two more episodes, depending on how this goes.
Is that going to be one of those where they have a season two, or are they done?
I think this will be it. Because again, the goal was try to help prevent that future, and they're at that future where they failed.
I see.
So I've got to figure out how they're going to fix that. I don't know how they're going to fix that again, it was just wild just watching those last two episodes.
Yeah. Okay, true. Let me see. Let me talk about some of the ones. Do you have any others you want to mention?
Oh yeah, Shadow's House. That's the last one I'm watching. You're not.
Okay.
Almost the Shadows and their dolls are reunited so far, because there was a for their debut, they had to find their masters in mm-hmm. this labyrinth garden maze. Mm-hmm. And if you don't within those 2 hours, then your doll, they're going to kill your doll, basically.
It's such an odd anime.
And then, and then you find out the higher ups, like their shadows, they're also merged with their dolls.
Yeah.
So they didn't explain that just yet, because they showed one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he revealed himself as he was a doll, but he saw himself as a shadow also. So it's like, how the hell did you do that? Like, how did they? Because they never, you never see them like merging it. You just see the shadow with the doll next to each other,
right?
Instead of just their one,
right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Megalobox.
Yes, let's talk about Megalo. Actually, real quick, before we get into the ones that we're watching, let me run down a couple that I've seen that you haven't yet.
Okay, so, go ahead.
I caught up on Soma Spider, So What. That is again getting really, really good, as you see the timelines are beginning to kind of merge and you're starting to understand how the events happened to get to where they were at specifically. So I'm finding that really interesting. These Snow White Notes is one of my favorites, one of my low key favorites of the season.
Just I still have to watch that.
It is so good. The music is just so amazing. And so I caught up on that and I adored watching that show. They're reaching its climax with Setsu performing, and I can't wait to see what type of emotion he invokes with his performance. It's really good. It's not one of the shows that'll make you emotional, but you can sense emotion when you listen to the song and,
right.
and you read the subtitles and things. So for sure, that's good. What else? I mentioned Juran already. What other ones have I seen that I can mention? Mars Red is also getting really good. Okay. Mars, I just caught up on that one. They're getting more into just the whole, like, how would I describe it? The whole principle of the vampire crisis, and trying to, you know, trying to destroy Japan or whatever it is. I don't know exactly what they're doing with that, but regardless, it's interesting. It's one of those that has a unique animation that I dig, and it's a unique anime that I like very much. It's getting good from there. Anything else I'm missing? Slime Diaries. Those are also always very wholesome. Oh my god, let me actually mention this really quick. You don't watch I've Been Killing Slimes, correct?
No, I've not. No.
So, it's a very wholesome show. Mostly wholesome for anybody that wants to watch. They had a fight scene that was literally like Dragon Ball Z, and it was spectacular between the two girls. I watched this week's episode, and oh my god, it was such a great fight scene. It wasn't crazy. You're not going to see, you know, Kamehameha-like attacks. It was just literally just hand-to-hand combat, and the way they were duking it out was fabulous. I enjoyed that so damn much. And then I guess the final thing I'll mention, since I'm not caught up on some of the other ones that I would love to talk about, is Boruto. Again, is getting really good. We're starting to see We're starting to see Kawaki open up more. And we're in this week's episode, I already know they're going to reveal the new Jubi, the new Ten Tails. I'm ahead on the manga, so I was expecting that.
Okay.
And so you saw Naruto, right?
Yeah, I've watched Naruto.
Yeah, so you haven't seen Boruto yet. So basically, in Boruto now, they again the Akatsuki is the main villains.
Of course, yeah.
And so basically, Sasuke, I can tell you this much, at least Sasuke, it's in the latest episode. Sasuke travels to another dimension with his Rinnegan, and he discovers the Jubi there. And he also meets Jigen, which is Kaara's leader, for the first time. And so that is a interesting development that I can't wait to see get fulfilled. Other than that, I would love to talk about 86, but I'm not caught up. I would love to talk about Nagatoro, but I'm not caught up. So let's go ahead and talk about the ones that we are caught up on. First one on the list you said was Megalobox. I did watch it right before we started the podcast. I watched it maybe about 3 hours ago. Okay. Oh my God, man. This again is one of the sleepers of the season. I mentioned it before in the pilot that I'm so impressed how they took an anime, which was a good anime. And I found out from Angel that it was back in like 2018. It was one of the animes of the year. So I guess I can understand that, but they took a really good anime and they made it like 2 or 3 times better. It's so amazing how they lay out that story and how, you know, now Joe is starting to kind of put the pieces together when he sees the hummingbird and he sees the resemblance and the Spanish heritage of Mac and his family. And I'm very much enjoying it. I know your favorite part was the final scene with Sachio and Joe.
Oh, yes. That was such a great moment.
Yeah, I agree with you when you wrote that on the post that they definitely needed to have that fight. You know, like it's just like two brothers duking it out, even though Joe beat the shit out of Sasha.
Well, he knew it was going to happen, but he wanted him to like, hey, I want to talk to you about this. Like, if you're not going to listen to me, then we'll do in the ring and you'll hear me then.
Yeah, I'll beat the sense in you, basically, is what he did.
Yeah, basically, because he had zero chance of winning.
So, in your opinion, when Joe collapses, is that like a detox? Yeah, you think
it's been a while. That's the thing.
Yeah, I was saying that to myself. I was like, man, it's been a while since he had a episode. I was like, is that like maybe some sort of illness? Like, does he?
I don't know. Have
some sort of illness, or is it just, you know, the fact that he's, you know, going through withdrawals still? You know, I don't know how long withdrawals go for people that are addicted to anything. So I can't exactly tell you, but it looked very much like it was like one of those withdrawal attacks, I guess. But I guess we'll find out in the next episode. I'm also I want them to find out so bad about how what is it called? The best, is it called best? The chip?
We mean with
Max
with the company?
No, that's Roscoe. I know the Roscoe and Shirato group, but I'm talking about the actual technology. It's called BES, I think, right? BES.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think we're gonna learn more about that.
I think it's BES. I want them to uncover the truth so bad. But I also like that little detail that they had in where the what's called what's his name? Mikato, I think it's his name. Mikato recognized that that the girl that's trying to intimidate him was his former student. I found that kind of funny where he turned the ties on her, basically.
But yeah, there was definitely a lot of cover, and then we found out that they're gonna have that fight in 2 months.
Yeah, so, it's gonna be
so now I'm curious, is Joe going to die in the ring?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he wins another sensational fight with Mac. And then Mac will I think what's going to happen is probably, if I were to speculate, I don't know anything of the story, but if I were to speculate, I would say that it's good. The truth will come out about the best technology and how it's affecting Mac. Will want to go ahead and finish the fight with Joe. And then after the fight, he'll probably have it removed. He may or may not get injured as well because of it. I don't know. We'll see. I think both of them are going to get injured and in the hospital, but it's a matter of how they produce that. So I think that's the conclusion. I don't think he dies, but I think he has that one final fight and then he retires permanently.
But on a happy note.
Yeah, but on a happy note, exactly. And maybe we'll see like a Nomad or a Megalobox 3 where this time he trains Sachio, or Lou and Yuri and Joe train Sachio, and you know, we go through Sachio's struggles or whatever. So maybe we'll see something like that.
That's the thing. It's Sachio lost. He promised to not be in the ring.
Yeah, but I guess I have a feeling he'll be back in the ring.
Or they're just gonna stop it right here,
or they'll probably stop it. Yeah, I have a feeling they may stop it, because it's very rare for a lot of shows nowadays to get multiple seasons to the extent of getting like a third, fourth, fifth season, unless it's something really, 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 really popular or something that's really, really, really long. So it wouldn't surprise
me. Do you think he'll mention Chief to Mac?
Yeah, for sure. I think that Chief will come into play at some point. There'll be some sort of revelation where, like, yeah, I met your father. Your father died. Oh, I haven't seen my father in forever. Da da da. And it'll mean
like something. He thought you died.
Yeah, like, bro. Like, I honestly, I feel like that'll be one of the most powerful moments of the show, is when they have that, they reveal that Chief and Matt connection. So.
Yeah, I miss Chief.
Yeah, I miss Chief too. I was glad that he had mentioned it to the other guy who he trained with before they went to go see Sachio. He's like, I met a guy, and he flashed back to Chief. I was expecting him to put like the hummingbird or something next to, you know, honestly, when they saw the grave, I was hoping he would go visit Chief. He hasn't visited Chief because I guess he's in obviously a different city.
Yeah, but, you know, it's far away. That's the thing.
Yeah, I would love for him to see Chief, or I would love for him to bring Mac to see Chief.
I think they will at the end.
Yeah, I can see that. So I'm hoping for that. Any other thoughts?
No, I thought it was a great episode. I thought it was needed on an emotional standpoint. They needed to have that conclusion with Sachio and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out more about Pops, like his final words to Joe and all that. Like, hey, it's okay, type of thing. Like, she is fine.
Yeah. And it's a good detail too that you see how he deteriorated because of the cancer. Like, you know, he was skinnier than normal, and then now in that final words, you can see him. He was, you know, skin and bones at that point. So
yeah, like you knew that was his last day.
Yeah, you knew it was gonna be one of his last days. Yeah. So yeah, I would say that. Moving on to Tokyo Revengers, man. I caught up on that as well, and wow, man. I love Hina. Every man should have a woman, or every man should have another man, or a woman should have a woman, whatever. Someone should find that. Someone needs a love like Hina. Cause man, how supportive is she? She is so amazing. So amazing to Takemichi.
Oh God. Yeah. But yeah, great girl. Even after everything, the whole misunderstanding about thinking Takemichi had an affair, like she's still like, even, yeah, I think she explained it to Hina too, probably like off the screen or something, because they were together at the festival last episode.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're cool, and don't worry, you're fine.
I still wish Takemichi would have fucked her. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I think that would see like how's gonna get out of this one.
Yeah, that would have been great.
And then Draken be like, "You fucked my girl." Like, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, Draken would have been giving the fuck, and we're like, "Oh, was it good?" Man, she's not that great, so good for
he's
you,
like,
man.
He's like, was he bigger than me?
Oh, of course not. Of course not, bro. No, but it's so crazy when you look at Draken's story to see how he grew up in a whorehouse and his mom was a slut and left his ass and he didn't even know his dad. Like, it's really sad. And yeah, and the sluts took care of him, and it's sad. Like, you know, how he became a delinquent. He got a fucking head tattoo in like fifth grade. Like, what the? I laughed hysterically when the barber's like, "You're getting a tattoo at the age of 10? A head tattoo at the age of 10? Oh, you're gonna be some shitty human."
Well, little does he know.
Like, little does he know. So I'm curious though, like, you know, how? I guess because they can go back and affect time. Like, how does that gonna work? Like, they're going to bring Draken back to life. They're going to bring, I mean, they might be able to bring Akun back to life, but you know, for Draken, he would have been gone for like 20 years. Can you imagine how like drastic life would be if Draken comes back?
Like, well, that's the thing. Cause again, this affected Mikey when he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he saved Draken, then that group would still be together and Mikey wouldn't be like this madman, basically, that how he's being described, and
yeah,
Ed probably wouldn't have killed Hina.
Yeah, they wouldn't kill Hinata. I'm curious though. Like, I wonder what's gonna happen with that. Like, Takemichi continue to be a delinquent? Like, I know the point is for them to be less violent so they don't kill Hina. So, I'm very curious how that, when everything is all said and done, because I'm sure there'll be a happy ending. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm sure it'll be a happy ending.
Well, it's technically a shonen, so.
Yeah. So I did notice as well. I was like, how many episodes was this when I was looking at it? And they haven't determined the amount of episodes yet. So I don't know if this is going to be a split core. I don't know if it's going to be a continuous series. I guess we haven't been made aware of how they're going to do that. But
right.
I like it. There's some moments that make it cringeworthy, so it's not on my top of the season. But it's a really, really well written.
It's definitely in the show. Middle. Like it's up there for the season.
Yeah, it's up there. It's one of the top ones of the season. It's one of the top ones as a whole in the season, just because of how intricate and how good the story is and the action and stuff. It's not one of my personal like top favorites, but it's definitely not horrible by any means. It's not in the bottom of the list. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a Koikimo to me. It's not going to be a Jiran or a Killing Slimes for me that are on the lower end of the list. Right. It's definitely in middle tier.
It's like mid, upper mid for me. It depends on how the rest of the year goes. Yeah. It might find its way in my top 25 of the year. We'll see. So.
Yeah, that's true. I normally do a top 10. You do a top 25?
I do 25 for everything, yeah.
Oh, I see. No, I do top 10 and I do 5 honorables. That's how I did my ratings.
Yeah, I do it for matches, I do it for shows, if I see enough shows or films. It really depends on how much I've seen.
Yeah.
If I haven't seen too much, then it would be like 10.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait to do that. We can have like a year end edition of the Talk the Cake podcast with our top 25s of the season.
Oh yeah, we could probably do that for seasonals too.
Oh yeah, well for sure, I definitely want to do that. I do that on my
with anticipated
Instagram.
Next season.
Yeah, I do that with my anime Instagram, where I'll list my reviews for the animes, and then I'll also, depending on how many I'm watching, I'll start listing them out as they drop. So for sure, I know for sure my list as for next year is a lot lower than it has been. So I'm looking forward to having a kind of a calm season, and I also want to get back to watching some of the ones on my list. Real quick, unrelated to seasonals, I started watching Cautious Hero with my girl last week, and we got through episode 3 and. Oh man, it is hilarious. We were both dying laughing at the first 3 episodes. Like, man, this guy's a fucking dick, but he's OP as fuck. Like, it's great.
I know. Do you love his Maximum Inferno overkill? Even after
this is ridiculous. It's like hellfire. Maximum Inferno. It's fucking 50 times, and you see.
It's like dude, it's been ashes. He's been dead. Like, she's been dead for the first attack.
Yeah, for real, dude. Oh man, it's
hilarious. I love that of him though.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. They're like, oh please, you're the town, you stay in the town. He blows the town up. I'm like, please leave.
This cake's poison. I'm not gonna have it.
Seriously. Oh, it was great. I loved it. I can't wait to keep watching that. But yeah, just in general, I want to get back to watching some of the shows that I have. I have so many things in my list. So yeah, I definitely to them for sure, especially on Netflix as well. Netflix shows are easier to watch, I would say. Like, Yasuke should be an easy watch when I get to it, because it's only 6 episodes, I think. So
yeah,
it shouldn't be hard.
I didn't get a chance to watch anything on the Netflix side except for House Husband, so I gotta look and see what's out.
Same. I'm missing High Rise from last season. That came out in winter, and I hear it's pretty good, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, before we continue, I do want to finish Tokyo Revengers. Like that, yes, the whole gang fight.
Oh, it was awesome. I want to see Takemichi fight though. Like, he can't.
He was trying to find that guy that stabbed Draken.
Yeah. Forgot his name. Kiyomasa.
Okay, yeah. I think he's gonna fight him next episode to actually get that overcome from the last time he fought him.
That would be dope. Because, I mean, when he first fought, he's like, oh, you would normally go down with a single punch. Like, that's not you. So that was his past life. And ever since he's been, he comes back, he's kind of been a wuss, just because this is his nature to a certain extent. But right. I'm like, so he got pissed at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, oh, man, he's going to swing at them. Like, he might get his ass kicked, but he's going to swing. And he just fucking, like, threw a temper tantrum. And then he ended up, he swung. I think he did swing, and he ended up fucking landing in literal shit. Like,
yeah, come in on. The garbage. Yeah, he landed in the garbage. Yeah,
he landed in the garbage. But I mean, that's what.
But at least that's the thing. There was all their issues because of it.
Yeah, because he fucking had a poop head. Called him poop head. But no, but I want to see him fight. So I really hope that's what happens. That he's gonna fight Kiyomasa. You know, I would love for him to slit his throat, but that won't happen in the show.
Yeah, I think he's just actually gonna find a way to beat him up.
Yeah, he's just gonna beat him up. He's just gonna kick his ass.
Why not? Draken's a tough bitch though.
But I mean, Draken's dead.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he got hit with a baseball bat in the skull, but he's still fighting.
Oh yeah. And he had a concussion. He's like, I'm tired. I'm gonna.
And then he's ready again. Like, all right, let's go.
And he's like, oh, I'm pumped up. Let's go fuck these guys up. Yeah, man.
I don't think he's dead though.
Man. I mean, bro.
I think he's close though. Like, again, he got knocked out with the baseball bat and then getting stabbed. He's probably critical though.
Oh yeah, he's definitely critical. Super critical. He's definitely in ICU.
Yeah, I don't think he's dead yet though.
We'll see. Hopefully he's not, but you know, that would suck. Imagine freaking after all that, still couldn't fix it.
Well, I like the whole confrontation with Mikey and Aaron, something like that. The guy that betrayed. I forgot his name.
Pa. Pachin is the one who
turned in. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who went to jail. Pei something, whatever the fuck, we'll call him Pei. Yeah, Pei's the one that it was nice. I was expecting him to like still kick his ass anyway after he like forgived him, you know what I mean?
But still, I don't want this as
like
he knew it affected him, so it's like in his head, like, I understand, but
still. Yeah. I wonder if they're gonna make Takemichi a general. I mean, like I said, I don't know much about the series, about the show. It's way farther than where it's at, obviously.
Given how we have the ending, he does have the uniform.
Yeah, if you look at exactly. If you have the ending, he's got the uniform, and then in the OP, he's got the uniform, and then the art as well. When you look at the art for the show, they show him with the uniform with all the generals there. So. I would imagine so, but
I don't think he's officially a gang member yet. But he was just like their friend, basically.
No, he's been in the gang.
He was in the gang.
He was a slave to the gang, basically. So basically, he was like, you know, to the slave. He was a slave to the gang, and then eventually he would become from Kiyomasa, and then eventually he becomes a full fledged member of the gang. So at this point, I think Mikey and Draken have probably elevated him to a full-fledged member, because he's around with them all the time. He knows meetings and things like that to a certain extent. So at this point, I think he's a full-fledged member. Why wouldn't he be a full-fledged member and have the uniform? You know what I mean? Yeah, so
especially, like, I think if he helps Draken save his life, I think that's definite. Like, hey, you're one of us officially.
For sure. He definitely made an impression with the with that one commander, the commander number two or something with the white hair.
Yeah.
But he definitely made an impression with him, and he's leaving an impression on more and more important people in the gang besides Draken and Mikey. So
I feel like he's definitely going to during the next episode when
he fights. Yeah. I wonder if he gets to smash Hina. That would be cool.
Oh, probably. Unless the brother comes in and say, hey, handshake.
Yeah, for real, right?
Mid-sex.
Ultimate cock block.
Oh, that would have been awful. But that ain't happening. Again, it's a team show. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that, bro. Like, imagine, too, like, that happens, and he goes back to old, like, asshole Takemichi, like, mid-fuck.
Yeah. he really was a dick back then, huh?
Yeah, for real. Like, there's, like, a night and day difference. He's like, oh, you're more mature. Like, she can figure it out. I mean, but I guess that might be a woman's intuition, where they're able to find things, you know what I mean? Or, like, a partner's intuition.
That should affect him differently, because, again, that's his past self and how he is now.
Yeah. You know, I'm also curious, though, like, if they bring the people back, how will they be? Like, how will Draken be when he comes back? We know Akun will probably change. How will Hina... the thing is, we don't know how Hina was before she died, right? We only know she died, and her brother is in mourning for her. So how was Hina before she died? Like, did she miss Takemichi at all? Like, did she have kids and a boyfriend? Like, we don't know that. We just see, like, oh, like, he loves Hina and he wants to save Hina, but did Hina have a family? Like, it's not mentioned before, and it wouldn't shock me in the least where he's like, Hina, I love you. Like, oh, I wish I could say the same, but I have a boyfriend or a husband or something, some crazy twist like that. So I'm curious about that as well.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to unfold, especially with the Mobius group now.
Mm-hmm.
With the new guy.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they fucking destroy Mobius. I just hope.
I think they will, though, but at the same time,
I mean,
you know how that new leader is going to be.
Yeah, he's crazy. I can't wait to see that fight with him and Mikey. That's going to be sensational.
Yeah, we'll figure it out once that happens on the next episode on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else have you seen aside from that? Like your solos or whatever? Or is that it?
I mean, you watch My Hero, right? Or no?
I was actually waiting for the dub because that is the only one I will watch as a dub.
Why?
Because my partner watches a dub, so I watch it. That's the only dub they like because that was the first anime they watched.
Oh, I thought you were say that's the only turnoff I have for him. I'm gonna be like, dude, I totally understand.
but it was the first anime they watched, so I was like, all right.
My only dub is Dragon Ball Z because I grew up with it as a kid, but that's it.
I like Cowboy Bebop and Full Metals.
Okay, yeah, I hear Full Metals is good. Angel did mention that in the group as well.
And then Violet Evergarden.
I didn't see Violet Evergardens. I watched it in Japanese.
Oh, that was nicely done. So I was okay. Yeah, so I was like I'm okay with it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so I mean, I'm caught up on My Hero, Deep Snow White Modes, Back Arrow. That's probably like my worst one of the season, in my opinion. Full Dive and Cespedes are ones that come out on Wednesdays. I don't mind those. Like I said, I like Cespedes. Anyone that likes any type of like MMA, boxing, and anime, that would be a good show for you if you can get over the meh CGI. Full Dive is always funny. It's one of the shows I would recommend if you just want to get a good laugh. It may not be at the level of a Combatants that will be dispatched, but it's got a good humor. Other than that, I think that's it. I feel so bad because I haven't caught up on all these shows. And after
that's it. We'll get to speed soon. Don't you worry.
I'll probably try. I'll be able to watch some of the episodes when I'm on the plane. Hopefully the plane has Wi-Fi. When I fly up there, it's gonna be tough. But I mean, I can always watch some of these shows as I'm, you know, laying in bed when I'm in the hotel. While I'm up there on my vacation. But I'm gonna try and catch up on this after this show. I'll probably put on Moriarty, so at least I'm done with all the Funimation animes, and then I can start on 86 and Nagatoro, and then move into the Mondays from there. I'll probably start with 86, and then I'll start after that with 2 Year Eternity, because I normally watch 2 Year Eternity first, and I'll normally end my night with Fruits Baskets. I already know that these Fruit Baskets episodes are going to be insanely emotional. I'm not prepared for that. I'm not prepared for the tears I'm going to shed watching those. Because I haven't watched Nagatoro, I normally finish my night off with Nagatoro, so that way I feel better, because I can normally get a good chuckle out of that.
Alright, well, I will do birthday shoutouts, though, as we're recording, because it is June 8th in Japan. We got Mamoru Miyano, who voiced Light in Death Note. Okabe from Steins Gate. Takami from Oran High School Host Club. Osamu from Bruno Stray Dogs. And Atsumu Yumiya from Hayaku. So happy birthday to him. And then 40th birthday of Ai Nonaka, who has voiced Sakura from Madoka Magica. Fuko from Clannad. Caster from Fate. Maya from Toradora, Tirame from Amagi Brilliant Park, and then one more, Minami Suda, who voiced May in Citrus, Norn in Redo the Healer, Rin Misumi in My Wife is a Student Council President, Liza in Death March to a Parallel World Rhapsody. But yeah, happy birthday to all three of them.
Tanjoubi omedetou gozaimasu.
Alrighty. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, but yeah, we are almost done with spring. I think we have like 2 more weeks left.
Yeah, we do have about 2 more weeks left of spring, more or less. I would say that a lot of these shows are actually 13 episodes.
Yeah, they're between 11 and 13.
Yeah, I think Hitchhiro's 13. Yeah, Hitchhiro's 13. Moriarty is 13. Court 2 of Moriarty season 1. Nagatoro's at 12. Revengers is to be determined. Hasn't been advised yet, yeah. So I'm sure that's going to keep on going. My Hero's at 25, so we'll get like a split core on that probably. Yep. Back Arrow and Spider were 24. This is the second court, the second, so they'll end. I'm sure we'll get a So I'm a Spider, So What season 2. That's one of those longer running animes, so I'm looking forward to that. Let me see. Osamake,
I know the first week of July is when we start,
yeah, true.
Seasonals,
I mean. Let me see what we have going on in summer really quick. I go to analyst.co. Anybody who, by the way, wants to use an, you could use analyst. Analyst.co is what I use to keep up with my anime stuff, and it's something I would definitely definitely recommend for people that want to keep track of shows.
Or myanimelist.net.
Yeah, just to keep track of your weebness. I feel like, you know, you could do that from there. Let me see. We have season 2 for summer. We can go into this really quick before we end. We got Slime Part Core 2. I'm looking forward to that, where we get to see Demon Lord Rimuru. We get the My Hero movie. We get the Wonder Egg Priority finale. Right. You mentioned Dragon Maid already. We get what's it called? The Tonikawa OVA, which I'm looking forward to. Love right. Tonikawa.
Then Kaguya-sama OVA soon.
Yeah. We also get a season 2 or part 2. I'm sorry, core 2 of I'm Standing on a Million Lives. That show was kind of to me, wasn't the best, but you know.
I know we got a season 2 of My Life as a Villainess, all mm-hmm. routes lead to doom. I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to that one.
Sure, it's one of the ones that's on my list. I might get to it eventually. I believe there's the Fate movie as well. There's a Fate Grand Order movie.
Right.
That's huge hype for that. There's a bunch of movies that are coming out. I'm not familiar with a lot of them, but they all look all amazing.
I still gotta watch the Given movie. I have not got a chance to yet.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good. I personally don't watch a lot of yaoi. I watch a lot of
this I definitely recommend for a yaoi, Given.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like that what was that, the strings type of thing? What was that called? Winter Snow? I forgot what it's called.
These Snow White notes?
Yes, it's kinda like that.
Is it?
Okay. He uses music to like express itself type of thing.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the music is dope. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I it's funny how I fell into loving Yuri's, and I was like, I guess I could maybe try yaoi. I was like, that's not on my to-do list.
I'm okay with yaoi Yuri, as long as it's done right. And
But
Given is definitely done right.
You watched the Dachi and Shimamura, right?
Oh yeah, I love that one.
Did you? Yeah, I mean, I liked it too. The end was kind of a disappointment. I feel like it could have been done a little better. But season as a whole, I liked it. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, I just don't know if we're getting a season 2. That's the only issue.
Yeah, I doubt we're going to get a season 2. I think it's done, basically. It's kind of leaving up to our imaginations. But and at the same time, they're in high school, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess you can kind of explore that. Because I know Citrus is high school based, and that's something I want to watch.
Citrus is... It's a lot different than how they advertise it. That's how
I have Citrus. Bloom Into You is another one that I want to watch. Like, there's a few of them. I have like a whole list back to back, but a lot of them are on High Dive. If you don't want an illegal stream, I have to get a High Dive sub. So I have a whole like subsection.
I know it's cheap. I thought about getting High Dive.
I watched Clannad. I watched part 2 of Clannad on High Dive, and when I put my 30-day subscription, and then I started watching Snafu Climax before it became simulcasted across Crunchy. But yeah, I mean, you know, they specialize in a lot of shows from Sentai, so that's what one thing I noticed. Whenever I look at the Sentai website, I always look at the at High Dive to see if it's being
available.
On there. If it is, then I won't buy the DVD. So anything I buy from Sentai, anything I buy from Sentai is not on legal streams for us to watch.
Yeah, the only things I bought from there were Clannad series, because that was like $7 on Blu-ray, and then Big O.
The original, just the season 1, right?
It has both.
Really?
Yeah, it had both.
You got a Clan app for $7?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was from it was from that sale. I was like, okay. Now it's $30 on their sale, but it was like $7 when I got it.
That's a miracle, bro. I mean, yeah. What's it called? I used to talk to this girl, and she gave me the Clan Ed box set, and I knew what she paid for it. I was like, I would have not paid $60-something for it, but that's on sale, because normally the box set is like $150, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive.
It's expensive, and I was appreciative of it. You know, she knew how much Clan Ed meant to me, and so I was appreciative of it regardless, but yeah, I mean, $7, wow, that's a steal.
I know, so I was like, oh, no, it's a back order, so you gotta wait like a month. Like, okay, then no.
Still $7, that's fine with me. Sure.
Yeah, like I'm in a rush.
I mean, I probably wouldn't go back and watch that, though. That's, you know, I love Clan Ed to death. I don't know how I can watch that.
Yeah, maybe I might watch it again.
Oh, man. It's tough for me to watch any series.
I got to think on it. Clan
Ed. Yeah, man, it's just so damn sad. It's just so heartbreaking, bro. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
But in any case...
Alrighty, I think we should end with some, I guess we could do like recommendations of old and classics for those who have not seen. We'll do like one a week.
Yeah, we can end on that. That's fine. Yeah. Go ahead, because you know far more old ones than I do.
I'm pretty sure people have known this one, Outlaw Star. That was the very first anime I've watched. Mm-hmm. On Toonami, but for the kids that don't know, we had the good animes at like 8 to 10 o'clock before Adult Swim. We had that Yu Yu Hakusho, Cowboy Bebop, Kenshin. There was a lot, but again, Outlaw Star definitely also a special place for me because again, it was the first one I've watched. I have not watched in a while, so I don't know if it like still holds up, so I'm probably got to watch that. But yeah, if you have not seen old school like 90s or so anime, I would say that's not one you guys should definitely check out if you're into like space, like sci-fi scenery themes. It's good in that regard.
True.
All right, your turn.
All right, so I guess that's it for today, guys. We thank you for listening and joining us on our Talk the Cake podcast. We look forward to you guys' continual support and appreciation for this show, as we appreciate and all of you guys listening. And we look forward to giving you guys the best content that we can for your pleasure and enjoyment. Anything else before we head out, Matthew?
Oh, yeah, just our plugins. Follow me at DamianPhoenix12 on Twitter. I'll be on there. I'll be posting the episodes. Oh, I also want to announce we're going to be on Chairshot Radio Network as of this Saturday. This will be the first official episode for the Chairshot Radio of Talk to Keiki. I'm very excited for it. I write for them. I'm friends with Greg and Andrew. Very nice people. I was fortunate enough to get this approved for the entertainment side of the website. Even though it's supposed to be wrestling, they do expand entertainment. So the fact that we're going to have anime on there is a big deal for them. And honored that we're both going to be a part of it.
Ah, I love it, man. The more exposure we have, the better. The more we can deliver our content over to people and help them open their eyes and ears to the wonderful world of anime that we both enjoy so much.
Exactly. All right, do your plugins.
Anybody can follow me on my podcast, my podcast, Instagram, podcast.senpai. You can catch me at Showstoppa, Showstoppa 249 on Twitter. You can also, when you go to my, podcast, in Instagram, you can go to my link tree. You can find all my links there for my other, three podcasts, the Orlando Tragic podcast, the MMA for Marks podcast. And of course, our links to this podcast, the Talk the Cake podcast. Any other thing? I can't think of any other plugs at the moment. That'll be that.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Tune in on Saturday when we watch when this is on the air on Chairshot Radio and other just your local Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll be recording next Monday. Hopefully we'll all be caught up with everything that we are watching. We will see.
Hopefully. I'll do my best.
All right. All right. And then until next time, see you guys
later. Sayonara, minasan.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.